Hello again, I'm Jill Geisler, author of the book Work Happy, What Great Bosses Know, and I head the leadership and management programs of the Poynter Institute. Today, I want to talk to you about getting out of your own way. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, first, I assume that you're a good employee. You're a manager or an aspiring manager, and you have it within you to do more, to offer more ideas, or to grow in the organization as a leader. But for some reason, it's not happening. Well, recently, I was working with a group of terrific leaders in an organization. They weren't managers, but this organization had identified people who were already impressive in their influence, their work ethic, their ideas, and they gave them a little leadership training. And as we were wrapping up our workshop, I asked them what they might do differently in the future. And the words of one woman really impressed me. She said, "I'm going to stop letting artificial barriers get in my way." And that really impressed me because I thought about all of the true artificial barriers I hear people talk to me about when I'm coaching them, coaching about their wish to become stronger leaders. I've made a list of 10 artificial barriers that people often set up for themselves. And if you set them up, you can knock them down. Number one, fear of overstepping our boundaries. You know, we hold ourselves back because we don't want somebody to say, "Mind your own business," if we offer an idea or volunteer. Number two is uncertainty as to how we're evaluated by others. In the absence of feedback that's either rich enough to really appreciate or recent enough to think it's valid, we just don't know if we're seen as a high performer who's expected to offer to do more. Number three is the memory of past missteps or mistakes. You know, all it takes is one time of stepping on somebody's toes, even inadvertently, or getting in a little hot water for a bad decision, and it could make us a little hesitant to step up in the future. Meanwhile, other people have long forgotten about it, but we keep it in our memory. Number four artificial barrier to our success is the presumption of unimportance. You know, it's good to be humble, but too much of it can shut down your self-confidence. And so you can say, "Well, I don't have a title," or, "Nobody's put me in charge of this group, so if I don't have a title, I mustn't really be important enough to lead." And all I can tell you is that there's formal power, but there's also informal influence. And informal influence is incredibly effective as a leader. You probably have it, and don't even give yourself credit for it. Number five, then there's bad advice or overdependence on the rumor mill. When you've got a dream that you want to explore, an idea you want to perhaps send up a test balloon about, to whom do you talk? Do you talk to people who are going to coach you, or do you listen to malcontents or rumors and talk yourself out of that good idea? Number six is a lack of connection to our bosses. I've said this before, and you can look at other podcasts. You need to learn how to manage up, to know the strategy of the organization and how your ideas can fit into it or can adapt to it. You need to make connections to your boss and adapt to your boss's style. That's one way of getting good feedback. Number seven is a misplaced focus on tenure versus talent. You sometimes think that, "Well, I haven't been around long enough. I haven't had enough time and grade to be seen as a leader." Meanwhile, people around you may be waiting for you to step up because they're not considering you young or new. They're thinking of you as someone with potential. Number eight, immersion in our current work. I think this is a big one. You know, if you're a good employee, they'll keep giving you more of your current work to do, and you're so responsible, you just keep your head down and do it. And sometimes you're just too tired to ask for more because you're afraid you're going to get what you wish for, new work along with your old. But think about it. If you don't raise your head and offer your ideas, you'll keep doing your current work. And then there's number nine, waiting for formal training. Some people think, "Well, I'm not going to be able to do anything but what I'm doing now unless I get specialized training." I've heard it often from managers, or would-be managers rather, who say, "Well, I don't understand budgeting." And I tell them, "You can learn that one as you go." Don't wait for formal training and recognize that you can train yourself. But I guess you know that because you're listening to these podcasts. And of course, number 10 is the fear of appearing ambitious. Many people don't want to look like they're trying to push other people aside in order to get ahead. But just remember, you can be a team player and a terrific team leader. So become a better reporter about your organization. Learn what you need to know about the strategy and systems and culture. Build relationships with your boss. Get clarity about your current role. Pick good coaches and mentors. Grab every opportunity to learn and grow, formally or informally. And then believe in yourself. Really believe in yourself. That way, you won't get in your own way. I'm Jill Geisler of the Pointer Institute.